Hey guys, have you noticed like the world is ending and stuff? I guess it isn't, and you know who I am. I'm Owen from the Ono Radio Show. I don't know what to say other than like we've just all got to kind of deal with this thing that's going on. And in doing so, I figured that I'm going to have a lot of free time on my hands. You guys are probably going to have a lot of free time on your hands, a lot more chances to, you know, throw on a podcast and listen to some random content. So, since I'm home, I've taken up the mantle of I'm going to try and give you a piece of audio gold every single day. Some form of content, whether it be something on YouTube, whether it be something in the studio where I'm taking a phone call from people. I'm kind of in the market right now where I'm trying to get as many interviews as possible and line them all up and just do them from the house as more of a short form thing. So this is why this show is obviously going to be a little bit different. This isn't really a full-blown Ono Radio Show. It's not a radio show really at all. It's just me going to ramble to you and then throw to an interview where we talk to the fine people over at, let me pull up my notes here. I'm already fucked this whole thing up. But we did talk to, Holly and Andy Matchett. You might remember Andy. He's been in the studio before. He's a musician. He's been in like tons of bands. He's a musician. He's kind of done like a little bit of everything. The guy seems like he's one of those weird like Renaissance dudes. Which, by the way, if you're one of those guys, kind of get your shit together and not outdo us all. Like, I'm kind of tired of all that. Like, you're good at everything. We get it. Okay, fine. The reason that we had these guys in was because of No Days Off Orlando. And it's a telethon-style live stream event to help benefit the working performers in Central Florida who have, of course, been affected by all their gigs canceling because of the virus outbreak and all that. We've got Andy Matchett and Holly Bryant, and they're both in Johnny Wild and The Delights, another band that you will know and love. And we're essentially moving towards them putting together this live stream and having the collective community of content creators and artists work on this live stream, and maybe they can tell you better than I can. We'll throw the interview, but before I forget, NoDaysOffOrlando.com. Check them out on Instagram and Facebook at NoDaysOffOrlando. Thank you for listening. We'll get back to regularly scheduled programming, sort of, I think, on Thursday. And we're going to be just kind of doing maybe these random one-off podcasts. So I hope you like it. And if you don't, I'm still going to probably do them because it keeps me sane. So for those of you stuck at home, we salute you. Again, NoDaysOffOrlando.com. It's going to be March 21st, 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. Here's the interview. Welcome to the Ono Radio Show. My name is Owen. Obviously, things are a little bit weird right now. And because of that weirdness, and in spite of that weirdness, on the phone with us today, we have Andy Matchett and Holly Bryant to talk about something that they want to promote, which I'm a super huge fan of this concept. Ladies and gentlemen, No Days Off Orlando will be coming to you on Saturday, March 15th. Andy, can you tell us more about this whole thing?
We had a lot of folks ask us what we were going to do. We play in the Villages, Florida, quite a bit of these free outdoor shows that they do on three different stages, 365 days a year. For a while, they weren't going to cancel those and kind of press forward, but with all the CDC recommendations, they had no choice. So the first thing that I thought was, all right, well, let's figure out how we can do a show. We thought about hiring some private event locations, like rec centers and things, and that quickly felt like an irresponsible thing to do. And then I thought, all right, well, maybe we'll shoot some video here in, you know, the band rehearsal room and live streamed that. Then it occurred to me that my buddy Walter Lowe with Blackburst Entertainment, he might be in the same position as us and able to host us at his studio, which he was. From there, I thought, okay, well, now we shouldn't just make this about our band. We should, open this up to all of the performers that we're hearing about losing their income for the next, foreseeable future anyway.
Well, absolutely.
Lori works at Universal and was telling us all about her friends and roommates who are going through some tough times. So I thought, all right, well, why don't we use, our mutual theater and theme park and musical connections to put on a show for everybody, maybe get some real coverage here.
No, I think it's an amazing idea. I love that you're calling it a telethon style live stream. And this is going to be available for free for everybody to watch, right? Like, I mean, obviously tips and donations are going to be, widely suggested, but this is something that you're going to be able to view and, stream a concert essentially live from your home on YouTube.
Yeah, we're looking into all the different options right now. We may start its own YouTube page. Walter is a professional with this. He does all different kinds of video production, from NBC stuff to Saturday Night Live. He's worked with some of the sports programs with Fox. So he knows an awful lot about the streaming stuff. And we're very lucky to have him and our partner Roger Docking involved as well. These are guys that have been doing video production for 20 years. He actually has the capabilities to do a proper live stream as opposed to just somebody, filming it on their phone.
Yeah, or some dumb shit like we do at the Ono Radio Show, where we go live on Twitch, every week.
Yeah.
I with webcams. You want it, I get it, right? You want it done right. You want it to feel like a produced, event live show.
Well, we had the opportunity to do it. I think we would have done it either way. But the fact that we have these gentlemen on board to kind of, volunteer their time throughout the week, it's been pretty great. So we're going to go through YouTube either way. My band, Holly and I, are in a group called Johnny Wild and the Delights. We do 50s and 60s stuff. And we're going to host it through our YouTube channel.
Oh, gotcha.
If we can't get one for No Days Off Orlando. The deal that I've been told is if you start a fresh YouTube channel, they don't always let you run live.
Yeah, I've heard that a bit before. I've definitely heard some problems with that. Have you considered even the Twitch as a platform? Because that might be something that might benefit you, because from what I know about it, the Twitch platform will allow other people to essentially stream your stream, and therefore, getting more eyes on the product.
Yeah, that's a fantastic idea that we tossed around pretty briefly. I don't know much about it, but we do have a pretty large group of people that are responding to this now. Mm. So we're going to cover anything that we think, any avenue that we think will help us have the most success. Twitch is definitely on that list. People that we know, we're trying to reach out to the retirement communities. So we want to make sure that
people that can't get out of their houses, that they can't go anywhere. Right. You're trying to just supply them with some form of entertainment. Right.
Well, they're free to go wherever they want. I mean, when we think of these retirement communities, it's not like an assisted living, although that is out there. With the villages, it's just 55 plus, and it's like any other thing. It's a small city, and they can go wherever they please. As a matter of fact, even though the entertainment on the square,
and you are the heartthrob of the villages, by the way, right? Like you that is like a thing. Like Andy Magid, first best hair in Orlando, by the way. I met you at a bar a couple months ago, and I was asking what the secret was, and I won't divulge the secret, but you did let me know, and I tell you, I tried it once, and oh man, I still can't do it as good as you. But you must, you must be swimming in that that Village's pee, if you know what I mean.
I mean, no, man. You know the rumors out there. I mean, to me, the best part of the Villages is we can go out to what is in essence a city, and for lack of a better term, be you know, pretty famous out there, and then kind of come home and live a regular life, you know, bring that money that we earn out there into the Orlando community and spend it, you know, amongst small businesses and things like that. I try to keep my P Orlando baked, is what I'm saying.
I hear you. And this is with Johnny Wild and the Delights, right? Like, that's and if you aren't familiar, guys out there, please check them out. They're fantastic. You guys are almost like, I want to say, I don't want to call it rockabilly, but it's that old school sort of vintage Elvis sort of big bopper inspired type of style, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We cover pretty much, and we stuck to a decade. I was like, all right, well, we're going to go from, you know, 1950 to 1967, really, at the latest, before you start, you know, getting into the hippier stuff. But we cover everything, man. We do classic country. We have theme shows that basically turn us into a classic country band. We do a Motown tribute show, which is a lot of fun. We do a Surf and Safari Beach Boys type of thing.
Oh, cool.
And then, of course, you know, we got rockabilly tunes as well. Our originals kind of have a rockabilly slash, like, almost Beatles-y British Invasion type of feel. So, yeah, we're all over the map, man. If it's from the 50s and 60s, we've had our hands in it.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, I'd be remiss. I mean, we should talk a little bit right now about how much people in Orlando were struggling as far as, like, first off, it's crazy for everyone out there that's going through this. But if you have a 9-to-5 job, you're probably not experiencing it in the same way that performers are, or even technicians like myself, who have been essentially, like, I'm out of work for a while, not to make this about me, but I'm going to be out of work for a good amount of time. And I think that I'd love to hear more about, from both of you, about just how this is affecting the performers and the artists here in the community.
Yeah, well, almost everyone that I know has been affected in some sort of way. And the upside to what's going on with the theme parks is that, you know, those performers that, and the employees, cast members, what have you, are still being paid until the end of the month. They're scheduled shifts. But a big part of Orlando culture is part-time, full-time work. So
I'm one of them.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm a seasonal performer, seasonal in quotations. I've worked for Universal Studios, the company, not just Orlando, for 7 years.
Wow.
I'm still seasonal with them. And I do not get scheduled for work.
I hear you.
I only pick up. Therefore, for the next 2 weeks, I am unable to make a single dollar from my.
You're on that on-call sort of basis, right? Like, essentially,
yeah.
When, oh, someone calls out and they need a beautiful young singer to come in and fill in a role, you're there to do it.
Maybe. But yeah, for the most part, but that's almost what I see. It's what I see happening to almost all of my friends. You know, a couple lucky souls have been contracted or scheduled. Hard schedule for the next couple of weeks, and so they're okay. But then I had one 4-hour shift set up for the next 2 weeks. Then the Johnny Wild shows start dwindling away, and then it just kind of becomes this, like, oh no.
Yeah.
What are we going to do
collectively? How are we going to survive? I mean, even on the technical side, I worked with Universal for over 10 years. And I chose to go back seasonally after I got fired. I took about a year hiatus and I came back, and now I'm just seasonal because I've been working, you know, in the freelance industry, honestly making a lot more money and having a lot more fun doing that. But now, obviously, being a seasonal employee, that Universal and the theme parks have always been my backup plan. And now the backup plan is, the regular plan's gone. And now the backup plan is gone.
Yeah, it always hits like that. And then I just start, you know, we started looking into the future a little bit, and something that I had set up for April was postponed. So there's another however many I'm losing. And then something I had set up for the summer is canceled or postponed. So there's another few rent paychecks that I'm losing. And it's just,
Yeah.
I just knew that I wasn't the only one. And especially talking to some other wonderful people in the community, my vocal coach, for one, she's incredible. You know, she's talking about how she sees her performers struggling. She's struggling. Everyone is struggling in some sort of way, shape, or form, especially the event industry, like the trade shows and all that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's my bread and butter,
obviously. So,
yeah, it's scary. It's a scary time, but that's kind of what we're trying to do with this is showcasing and trying to show everyone throughout the community, at least, or throughout the world, even if we just get everyone to post our link, this is what we do. Yeah. And we work really hard at it. It's not just show up to a theme park, I put on some makeup and I dance for a few hours. It's not that easy. We want to show them how much time and effort we put into this.
Well, I mean, I think that's one of the greatest things about the press release that you released is that, you know, in reading it, I love that. If you don't mind me reading a quote here, this is our chance to show the world of blistering work ethic most of us maintain and just how much we mean to this community. I mean, that is it right there. I mean, where arts are central to all aspects of life in our society and undervalued to the extreme. All these things resonate so highly with me, and I'm so behind this cause of No Days Off. Where is the money ultimately that you're trying to raise going to go to?
The way that we're going to break this down is anyone that is, we're kind of doing a vetting process where if you apply online, you know, we want to hear the story. We want to hear what's done, what you've lost, what's been happening. Mm. And then everybody is open to be a part of it from there. Our main criteria is that you're doing something creative that we can house in this studio. Eventually, if this goes well, I'd like this to be a regular thing and we can start including everyone all the time. For this first one, you know, we're going to grab people that we think, you know, have had a rough go of it, and we're going to give them an opportunity.
Absolutely. So it's going to be select individuals that you're trying to raise money for, no one specific organization, I suppose.
Correct. We want it to feel like a variety show. So, you know, if we have a bunch of acoustic performers, for example, we're going to pick, you know, our not only our favorites. I mean, of course, we don't want this to turn into just an open mic night. As much as I would love to give everybody a chance in reality, you got to put on a good show that people are going to stay tuned, and we're going to be doing it for 6 hours. We don't want to, you know, lose anybody. We haven't had anybody apply yet that we're looking at thinking like, oh no, absolutely not. You know, but we want
to
make sure that we.
But the money will go to those performers who were performing on said show. You know, on this said show on Saturday again, March. What is it?
21st.
Yeah, no, 15th, motherfucker.
What? Oh no, that's when we released the press release.
Oh my bad. Then it's 21st. I said it wrong. I see it.
And that date off of there too, but I was encouraged to date the press release.
I hear you. But again, so those performers that will be performing will be receiving the money that you're raising essentially for them. Like, so is it one of those things like I see said like X act at 6:30 and I donate $50 to said act, right? Does that $50 go to that act, or how are you gonna divvy it up?
We have a general PayPal account for the general donations that which we will be trying to evenly spread throughout the crew and the performers. On top of that, every performer that goes up, we will have whatever, if they want to have a PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, whatever, that will be on the screen as well for people to make specific donations.
Very cool.
On top of that, we will have their websites if they have merch as well, so we can promote the sale of merch. Because as of right now, that's kind of the only way that people are making money. As you can see, I'm sure you've seen on Facebook right now, people are like, oh, we can't do a show, so why don't you buy this thing that we have? Which is a really smart way to do it. It's a great way to promote our new or anyone's merch, and which is actually great timing because us at Johnny Wild and the Delights just received 500 brand new enamel pins, and we have not been able to do a single show since we got them. And they're beautiful. So we're trying to, we just realized like, oh, we would like to sell these.
Yeah.
I'm sure they would like to sell their own merchandise as well.
Get that shit on a Spotify and get that link out to the people so that they can buy them too. And they can support these artists, you and yourself included, you know, in the process. I love the idea. I want to talk very, very quickly too, just about a little bit about Roger Donking, who is a guy that's I'm familiar with. He's an amazing musician, but also has had amazing skills within like the community of broadcasting here in Central Florida. How did that all come to be where he's going to be part of this?
Well, Roger and I have been friends for, I'm going to say over a decade now. I don't want to date either one of us, but, we've known each other for quite some time, and we immediately hit it off and I started playing music together. I had a project for a number of years called Andy Matchett and the Minx, and he was like, I can't even say the right.
Never heard of it. Never heard of it, bro. Yeah, you could have.
Well, you never know. So the whole idea was to, my name was in front of the band, but really, at times it felt like Roger was steering the boat, and we all agreed that if the shit was going to go down, we were all going to find Roger and go to town on it. He was going to be our general moving forward.
I love it.
Whatever happens. So when this came up, my first call was to Walter because we knew that he had the studio, and Walter has always done our video production when it comes to Johnny Wild and the Delights,
yep.
Key of E, some of the Andy Matchett and the Minx stuff, Janis Joplin with Kaylee Baker. He did our video for that. We just love working with these guys. And it occurred to me that I had never had both of them, in all their glory on one project. So my second call was to Roger. It was, what was this? Friday night. It was like 12:30 when we had the idea. I was talking to Walter, just checking in with him. And, we kind of hatched the idea of the telethon together. I called Roger because, if Walt is doing tech direction for this and photography, we got to have a quality director. So between the two of those guys, Roger's the man.
I love the idea in a day and age where we do have the technology to be able to almost experience a concert at home, to when things are getting canceled and when things are hitting the fan, for us to at least be able to experience that same, as close as we can, that same vibe at home. And I really love the concept that you're working with. I love that it's kind of telethon style. I'm really interested in what you've got up your sleeve. Can you give us any hints as to some of the artists that you might be, that might be coming up?
I'm keeping it close to my chest at this point. First of all, we haven't had responses from everybody. A lot of people are saying, hey, let's wait and see what happens in the next couple of days. The other side of that coin is we had a tidal wave of responses for people looking to perform. So I don't know where things are going to go just yet. I do know that folks that tune in are going to be pleasantly surprised with the people that they see getting involved. I didn't want to give one name, and I can't tell you.
Oh, you can't give us one? Give us one. Give us one.
Johnny Wild and the Delights are going to be there.
Oh, man. Wow, yeah. Shocker.
Yeah, I've got some good names on the hook, man, but I think they want to see, all right, well, where is this going?
Sure.
We are by no means the only people that have thought, hey, let's live stream some of our performances.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that some folks are going to be doing theirs. We're going to try to participate as much as possible in those as well. So we want to see, we have a lot of press releases going out here today. We want to make sure that things are going, in the direction that I think that they're going before we announce any names. I would say to anybody that's listening, stay tuned to nodaysofforlando.com. We're going to be dropping pictures on there and bios of everybody who's performing as we make those decisions. And then we're going to be adding more things to the Instagram as well. We've got Instagram and Facebook are both at No Days Off Orlando.
Fantastic.
Look us up. Go ahead.
No, I said just said fantastic that you've already got all that branding done. You've already got those places that people can contact you, Instagram and Facebook, with at No Days Off Orlando.
Well, and this is all very serendipitous. As crazy as the times are right now, we found ourselves in a really unique position to have the resources to be able to do this. Holly just came on as chief graphic designer, marketing assistant. I mean, there's really no title for all the stuff that she's done for us. And, as her and I are sitting here together, we're hatching out these ideas and we can attack it like this, crazy two-headed monster. I have this wild idea. And then she says, okay, that's cool. Let's figure out how to make it a reality. Let's figure out what to do. Here's how to make it better. Then she'll have another idea and I'll do the same. We just kind of go back and forth. So, what I've said is you give an artist a forced time off, they're not just going to sit around. And that to me, we could have taken these 2 weeks off and just said, all right, well, let's cruise on, what little savings we have set aside here from the few years we've been doing this and just kind of get through 2 weeks, or we can kind of rally this community and, see what we can drum up.
I love that in the sense that there needs to be a silver lining to all of this. And if we can use this for a productive and positive purpose, that is my goal. And I'm assuming that it's obviously the goal of you guys. And I can't be more than happy to first off help and just promote and try and get the word out here for this.
Yeah, we can't thank you enough. It's meant the world. I just found a Broadway World article that Holly submitted. They already posted it there. We've reached out to the Sentinel, the Weekly. I know everybody's going to want to cover this as much as possible. Again, we had a week from the hatching of the idea to when we're going to be doing it. So, we kind of needed all hands on deck, and everybody in the community has responded really well to it, man. We're just really looking forward to what this means. If it goes really well, we're going to do one the next week if everybody's still feeling good about
it. Hell yeah, man. I think you keep doing it to a certain degree as long as people are willing to listen and watch. And even after all this is done, it's still an amazing thing for you and an outlet for musicians and artists and I would assume even comedians and people of the ilk that we are to get their art out there. So one last time, I will say that it's going to be on March 21st, 6 p.m. is the start time. Is that what we're doing?
Yep, we're going to do 6 p.m. to midnight. Make sure that everybody gets a good chunk in order to represent what it is that they do. We don't just want it to be, one thing here. We don't want to give the comedians, all right, man, well, here's your 2 minute spot. Good luck.
Sure.
We want to give everybody a little bit of a chunk, but we also want to keep it moving. We're going to have some guest hosts come in and do a little speaking there. We've got comedians for sure. I will say we're trying to figure out how to make it work. We had a knife thrower.
Well, I will say this, maybe we should talk off air, but I am a stage manager as well, and I do a lot of this stuff on the side. So maybe we should talk a little bit how we can make this thing flow. Where do people ultimately find this this telethon, No Days Off Orlando?
Well, I'll tell you, we are absolutely looking for volunteers. As you know, this is going to be a logistical
nightmare.
We got different artists and performers sharing microphones. Man, we're going to want to disinfect everything as we go through
this. Absolutely.
Safety is an utmost priority. So we're going to have a lot of different jobs here. And as we have most people involved with it, we'll absolutely be talking off the air about what we can do here.
For sure.
And how we can get you involved. If anybody's looking for any information on this at all, it's nodaysofforlando.com.
And I'm assuming that obviously the links up there to the live stream will be on nodaysofforlando.com. So just go there, right? And then you'll find pretty much everything you need.
Yeah, we will have all that announced. What we're hoping is that we have, again, a YouTube live stream under the name No Days Off Orlando, especially with the press that we're trying to generate here. Failing that, it's going to be under Johnny Wild and the Delights. YouTube channel. And we'll be hosting it there. We will post those links all over social media and the website the day of. Again, we're going to have all hands on deck. We're going to have people who are, we're not going to take, telethon, fielding calls and stuff like that. But as people are chiming in on these different platforms, we're going to have a gal who's just in charge. She has radio experience. She's Michelle Wargo.
I love Michelle. Yes.
Fantastic. She has volunteered her services as well.
My people will know that name, by the way. My Ono radio show people.
Absolutely. She's been all around in the radio community, man, and everybody loves her, and we're fortunate to have her on board as well. So she's volunteered. We were not sure exactly how much we're going to have her involved. I don't want to overwhelm anybody in this
time period. you can cut to her and read some of the comments that are coming through, and maybe comment on some of the donations and maybe a couple shout outs for an extra few bucks. I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely, man. And if we have people from radio or wherever, we're going to want to mention their shows and their products and what they're doing.
Dude, this
is a community wide thing. Seeing the I don't want to use the word panic, but just seeing the worry out there, the concern, where's the next meal going to come from? It's real. It's palpable. We want to kind of provide a positive side to that. We want to make sure that everybody knows that this community doesn't just sit around and take handouts. This is not about handouts for us.
You're working for it.
Yeah, we're showing what it is that you're missing. I mean, when you close down these theme parks, when you close down these things, we understand that. We get it. Nobody's upset with Disney or Universal. They're all handling it as well as we possibly can. But we want to make sure that they know that we're here no matter what, and we're going to find a way to work. If somebody gets laid off, you think of your average blue collar worker, they're not just going to give it up and call it a day after that. They're going to go out and try to find other work. And in a situation where our audiences are told to stay home, man, we got to adapt. We're adaptable people. Every single artist that I know has already gone through this time period in their life, except for it was just them going through it. It was them stepping off the ledge and saying, I'm going to take the risk, do what I'm the best at, and try to figure out at personal risk, great personal risk, whether or not I can make money off of this. The folks that have finally figured out a way to eke out a living, they're back at that square again. And to me, we got to rally everybody, man. We got to let them know that they're not alone. You're not just sitting at the house freaking out. Everybody's doing the same thing. Let's band together and turn this into an opportunity.
I couldn't have said it any better. I think the only thing I'll add, of course, is that we as a creative community want to help each other, want to stick together, and want to prop each other up. That's what also one of the things that we're good at. And I can't thank you both enough for taking the time to come on Ono Radio Show and talk a little bit about this. I'm super excited for the stream on Saturday. What is it? March 21st. I had to look it up again. I'm sorry. And Holly, I wish I would have got to talk to you more, but at the end of the day, I have a feeling that we'll talk about this again in the near future, and we hope that you and Andy can continue this. And I would love to just show my support. And again, thank you both for being on the show.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And also, Andy's just a lot better at speaking than I am, so I just let him kind of take over.
That's not true.
Well, look at that hair. You got to be good at speaking when you got hair like that, right?
Okay, well, mine is better.
Oh, your hair is better? Is there a hair off going on?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. You know what? I like you even more. Guys, check out, once again, NoDaysOffOrlando.com. You can also find it on Instagram and Facebook at NoDaysOffOrlando. We're going to get out of here. But again, thank you and best of luck. I'll be seeing you on the 21st on the stream.
Thanks, Owen. Talk to you soon, bud.
Take care. Bye.